Hi, my dear friends. You are listening to eChatting. This is Yuki here for today. 欢迎收听本期的医疗吧。今天我们一起来学习一下 shake a leg, shake a leg. 今天我们一起来学习一个跟 leg 有关的习惯用语。在中文里面呢，也会有非常多和腿这个字有关的一些俗语，比如说拉后腿、飞毛腿。比如说拉后腿啊、飞毛腿啊等等等等，对不对？ To shake a leg, to shake a leg. Shake 就是摇动的意思， leg 当然呢就是指腿，所以呢有可能你已经猜到了， to shake a leg, to shake a leg 就是赶快行动的意思，赶快行动。接下来呢，我们一起来看一些相关的情境例句吧。在英语当中，近义词和同义词呢是非常常见的。We now sometimes use shake a leg to mean hurry up. We now sometimes use shake a leg to mean hurry up. 我们现在呢有时使用赶快来表达快一点的意思。OK, hurry up, shake a leg.每逢一些节假日的话，很多商店都会搞特价，商品大甩卖，去得早去得快就有，慢的话那就没有了。 Yeah, the whole place is packed. You'd better shake a leg before it's all gone. Yeah, the whole place is packed. You'd better shake a leg before it's all gone. 是啊，整个店呢都挤满了人，你最好在他们卖光之前赶快去。所以呢，去快的话就可以买到，去慢的话那可就不敢保证了，对不对？有些人呢总是非常的磨叽，一件很小的事情都可以磨叽个半天，其他的一些人呢却是等得不耐烦了。 Shake a leg, they're getting impatient. Shake a leg, they're getting impatientShake a leg, they're getting impatient. 快动身吧，他们已经等得不耐烦了。我们说不管是上学也好，上班也好，迟到呢总是不好的， right? You'd better shake a leg, or you will be late again. You'd better shake a leg, or you will be late again. 你最好呢动作快一点，不然呢又要迟到了。 Shake a leg, we're already 10 minutes late. Shake a leg, we're already 10 minutes late. 快点儿，我们已经迟到十分钟了。 Okay, that's all about our today's e-chatting. Today we'll learn about shake a leg, shake a leg.OK, 以上就是今天的医疗吧，我们一起来学习的一个习惯用语的表达 shake a leg, shake a leg, 表示赶快快点的意思。 OK, please remember, thanks for listening, see you next time, bye bye.